At Mount Carmel, every birth is a beginning of something beautiful. So, we bring together compassion and expertise to every pregnancy with a personal touch. The first step to a healthier, happier life. Learn more at mountcarmelforyou.com.
This is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including ATL FM, Cape Coast, Might FM, Tamale, Bewa Radio, Yendi, and Nkiligi FM, Bole. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Office of the Special Prosecutor demands the return of the unexplained wealth order taken out of its act to enable it conduct lifestyle audit on persons of interest.
Currently, even we are doing a lifestyle audit, the onus lies on us throughout the entire investigation to show to the court how they committed the corruption.
Meanwhile, ranking member on the Subsidiary Legislation Committee in Parliament suspects a cover-up in the Cecilia Dapa case following the clash between the two key anti-corruption institutions, IOCO and OSP.
Anti-corruption agencies do what they're doing in public. It's very sad. And for me, reading between the lines, I see there's an attempt to cover some part of the evidence.
Also, the New Patriotic Party criticizes the Electoral Commission's conduct of the limited registration exercise, which was plagued by widespread technical challenges, as it asks the EC to walk the talk of resolving the issues via business.
World Bank to approve $250 million for Ghana next month to support financial sector stability. Details on the Joy Business Report.
And in our Doomsday Diaries today, we take you to the Upper West region, where business persons offering secretarial services and others say the frequent and planned outages is having an effect on their activities.
We are forced to put on the generator. That is additional cost that we add to our business. But we still cannot increase the charges because cost of living is already high.
These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. The Office of the Special Prosecutor has called for the return of the unexplained wealth order, which it says was taken out of the act to conduct lifestyle audit into the finances of interested persons. Director of Strategy Research and Communications, Sami Dako, made the call at the 14th Commonwealth Conference for Heads of Anti-Corruption Agencies in Accra. According to him, its absence is making trial of some cases difficult.
The unexplained wealth order, it was taken out of the OSP Act, and it's a very problematic matter for us because of the caliber of people we are to investigate. And this is a provision that would have helped us to do lifestyle audits in a better way. Currently, even if we are doing a lifestyle audit, the onus lies on us throughout the entire investigation to show to the court how they committed the corruption. But if we have this, we are sure that when we're able to prove that your lawful income does not match your assets, then the burden shifts to you.
Mr. Dako also alleged that some influential persons are behind sponsored attacks on the works of the OSP.
And then we also face sponsored attacks and propaganda, where those who are very rich and powerful, when you are investigating them, they tend to be able to offer some monetary incentive to even journalists, and they will consistently be attacking you, counter and false information against your outfit, all in a hope to create that impression that we are all the same, nobody is perfect. Why are you to kill somebody or investigate somebody as if you are a saint?
Well, still on this, ranking member of the Subsidiary Legislation Committee, Andy Apiakobi, suspects the clash between the two key anti-corruption institutions, IOCO and OSP, may be a cover-up in the Cecilia Dapa case. The public clash between the two institutions point to the case coming to an abrupt end. The IOCO and OSP are publicly accusing each other of not doing one thing or the other. But Mr. Apiakobi suspects a grand ploy to cover up the Cecilia Dapa case. He spoke on Top Story last night.
It's very sad for two anti-corruption agencies do what they're doing in public. It's very sad. And for me, reading between the lines, I see there's an attempt to cover some part of the evidence. These are institutions of professionals. I expect them to do better than they're doing. We have integrity crisis here.
Moving on, the governing New Patriotic Party has criticized the Electoral Commission's conduct of the limited registration exercise, which was rocked by malfunctioning software, faulty equipment, and power and internet disruptions. Hundreds of first-time voters had to wait for hours, and many were forced to leave as the EC scrambled to fix the problem. Speaking to Joy News Director of Elections of the NPP, Evans Nimako, said it suspects or expects the EC to resolve the challenges as the exercise continues today.
For this whole exercise, the day one has not been that successful. Information coming through from party leadership across the registration center has been that the DVRs have not been really working well. The system has been very slow and it's largely off the registration center. I think for now, the EC must work a talk.
Now, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Mustafa Bande, backed the calls made by the NPP for the EC to fix the issues that stalled the exercise yesterday.
It's early days yet, even though the challenges we see on the ground are not challenges that should be occurring, particularly when issues of standby generator, which the Commission have assured Ghanaians, is not a technical matter, as whether or not a decision was taken way ahead of time to make that a reality. What is even shocking is that today we should not be having breakdown of machines and machines' inability to print.
Well, team lead on election anti-corruption at Kudeo, Guilford Isiama, charged the EC to ensure that first-time voters in hard-to-reach communities are not disenfranchised.
The people who were denied the opportunity to register, would they be given the same opportunity to register again? Since it happened that most of the hard-to-reach areas, they couldn't start the registration on time, and they only have 2 days to do the registration. So is the commission going to give them time, going to give them the space to be able to register?
Is it a call you're prepared to make on the EC?
Well, I think it's a fair call. We are talking about the fundamental rights of people.
Now, the National Labour Commission has condemned accusations from pre-tertiary teacher unions, labelling it as unfair negotiations on their conditions of service. Since Monday, at least six regional executives have threatened to embark on a demonstration after its May 13 negotiations ended inconclusively. Executive Secretary of the NLC, Ofosu Asamoa, believes threats of demonstrations are unwarranted, indicating that their meeting later today will delve into their concerns.
If they are piling pressure on their leader, They cannot argue the way they want to argue, because they might bow to pressure. That is an unfair labor practice. You see, you have come to the commission, you have pleaded for time to negotiate. You have been granted time. And if you do that, you undermine the authority of the commission. So the commission will meet on Thursday. So it will then consider what we have to do. But at the moment, I think that the national will take control of it.
Well, the Northern Regional Health Directorate targets some 38,000 people in its latest COVID-19 vaccination exercise to beat the spread of the virus in the region. Martina Bugri has more.
COVID-19 vaccination campaign started on Sunday and is expected to end on Thursday, the 9th of May, 2024. This is the 10th vaccination campaign being undertaken by the Northern Regional Health Directorate. The Northern Regional Health Director, Dr. Abdullahi Abukari, who briefed the media, said the vaccination is on course.
In all, I mentioned a total target of 37,516, and we have 293 teams of vaccinators and volunteers.
Now, residents in the Upper West region are calling on government to provide a timetable for power outages, allowing them to organize their routines. Business owners, students and workers offering secretarial services express frustration over the unpredictable cuts. In today's Doomsday Diaries, Joy News' Rafiq Salam reports.
Unplanned power outages and panicking high temperatures making lives uncomfortable for residents of the Upper West region. For several months, businesses have been suffering as a result of the former, making residents struggle for survival.
It spoiled a lot of our machines. We are forced to put on the generator. That is additional cost that we add to our business. But we still cannot increase the charges because cost of living is already high. When the light went off like that, the computer sometimes we just want to off it, then it comes off on again.
Adjacent Lutnas Ventures is the name Ventures, who are also offering same service. Though the owner of the name Ventures refused to speak to us, the loud noise from a demeter is evident enough of the inconveniences she goes through. Kenneth Ali Unwadi is a health practitioner.
Very, very, very horrible situation. Unexpected light off at night, in the daytime, anytime the light can go off.
Rafiq Salam's report bringing us to the end of the bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamicha Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show. And before we go, some good news. MyJoyOnline.com is back to serve you even better. Be assured we have implemented measures to give you the best browsing experience. We apologize for the inconvenience while the site was unavailable. We are indeed grateful for your patience and understanding.
At Mount Carmel, every birth is a beginning of something beautiful. So, we bring together compassion and expertise to every pregnancy with a personal touch. The first step to a healthier, happier life. Learn more at mountcarmelforyou.com.